Let me pray. Lord, we pray you would lead us to higher ground.
主，求你引领我们到高处。
That you would show us the future in Jesus.
你求你是指导我们在耶稣里面，我们会有将来。
Teach us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们祈祷奉基督的名义求。阿们。
Please take a seat.
各位请坐。
Open up to Hebrews chapter 1.
请大家揭去希伯来书第一章。
And as you do, I want to tell you about my first computer.
我是想开始的时候跟大家讲讲我第一部的电脑。
I want to take you back to the 1980s.
当时大概是上世纪80年代。
The day I got my Macintosh SE with a 20 megabyte external hard drive was one of the most exciting days I can remember.
当时我第一部电脑是一部苹果型的电脑，它的硬件的容量是很小的，但是我都非常之感觉到是很兴奋。
The external hard drive was about this big, and now my iPhone is about 800 times more storage space.
咁当时嗰个硬件系好大嘅，但系我而家啲手上边呢一部嘅电话咧，佢有800倍嘅容量，但系都系好细嘅啫。
But my Mac SE was terrific.
但当时我已经觉得呢部电脑就好犀利啦。
I could play games on it.
我可以用它来玩电脑游戏啦。
I could do word processing and write essays.
我可以用它来做一些文书的处理啦，写文章啦。
I could type in programs on the computer and I had a dot matrix printer.
我甚至可以输入啲电脑程式，然后将它印出来啦。
But let me tell you, there's no way I would go back to it now.
但我跟你讲就话咧，我哋都唔会过翻嗰个年代噶啦。
When it got outdated, I packed it up in a box and put it in the corner. And every now and then, I'd look fondly at it and remember the good times I'd had with my old computer.
咁咧，我将佢摆好摆喺个箱里边咧，好多时候咧，我都会望下佢，都谂起咧当时我哋咧系用呢部电脑嘅时候咧，系几咁兴奋。
Sometimes I was tempted to pull it out of the box and plug it back in, see if it still worked.
我甚至有阵时咧就想即系有个冲动咧，将佢咧系插咗掣，然后睇下佢仲系咪可以用得嘅咧。
But in the end, after a few years, I put it out for the council cleanup. I mean, it didn't really work properly anymore, and I knew there was no going back.
咁但系最后咧，我都系将佢咧系摆喺我嘅垃圾桶里边，因为我知道咧嗰个年代已经过咗啦，我哋再唔可以翻转头啦。
Well, this morning.We come to a part of the Bible you might not be very familiar with.
今朝早咧，我哋会同大家睇圣经嗰呢部分，可能大家唔系太过系熟悉嘅。
It's called the Book of Hebrews.
呢个咧就系希伯来书。
We don't know who wrote it.
我哋唔知道边个作希伯来书嘅。
We don't know who it was written to.
我哋唔知道希伯来书写俾边个嘅。
But it's called the Book of Hebrews.
但系呢本就叫希伯来书啦。
Which is, of course, another term for Jews.
希伯来呢个字咧，就其实系等同于犹太咁解，犹太人咁解。
And the interesting thing, it's not so much like a letter, like the rest of the New Testament, where you get Paul's letter to the Romans or to the Ephesians.
同新约嘅好多嘅书信咧，唔系好同嘅，佢唔系好似一本书信。
It's like a transcript of a sermon.
佢係反而多啲似咧，係一個個講章。
There's none of the usual address stuff at the beginning, you know, like to the saints who live in Kalara, you know, grace and peace to you from Matt, you know.
咁咧，一封信通常開始嘅時候咧，會話寫俾邊個啊？但係佢係冇嘅。
None of the to and from details that you get with all the other letters.
亦都冇話係從邊個係邊個人寫嘅。
But there's clues throughout the text, which give way.To show us that it was originally meant to be spoken.
但是书信里面有些线索呢，是我们可以了解到呢，他是想着呢，是当时呢，是这个是读给我们听的一个讲章来的。
And heard for us to hear.
是给我们去听的一个讲章。
So it gives Hebrews a real sense of immediacy.
那是一个很紧迫的一个情况。
If you close your eyes, and I don't recommend, I don't want you to fall, so if you close your eyes, it's like being there and listening.
咁如果你眯埋双眼去听嘅时候，当然我希望大家而家唔系咁啦。咁你就会觉得你喺度听紧一个讲章嘅。
See, the great danger that the book of Hebrews was written about is that they would go back, that they would ditch the freedom that they have, and they would go back to their old ways.
讲章里面提及到有一啲危机，就系咧啲信徒咧，佢哋可能系要翻转头啊，去将佢哋嗰个自由咧系抌咗佢。
That they'd go back to the Old Testament ways of doing things. That go back to the Ten Commandments and the laws of Moses, which were given through an angel at Mount Sinai.
佢哋咧个危机就想攞翻旧约摩西嘅律法，而代替咗佢哋所得到嘅自由。
You see, Hebrews says to us today, just as it said back then, that Jesus is the final word. That Jesus is God's final word.
希伯来书对我哋讲嘅，等于对当时嘅基督徒讲，就系话耶稣就系嗰个最后嘅真理。
I think Hebrews was written to sophisticated urban Christians just like us。
我觉得咧，希伯来书系写俾咧一啲当时咧喺城市居住嘅基督徒嘅，好似我哋一样咁样。
In a pluralistic society, lots of religions and atheism, like our society today.
咁當時咧都係一個多元化嘅社會，係好多人信不同嘅宗教，甚至係唔信宗教。
A place not unlike our own, where being a Christian brought hostility.
當時呢個社會咧係同我哋都好相似嘅，你成為基督徒咧就甚至會係令到咧啲人咧會敵視你嘅。
There's no question about it. They're suffering.
當時咧佢哋係基督徒係好多受緊苦嘅。
And some are in danger of giving up the faith.
有啲甚至咧系想放弃佢哋嘅信仰。
And some are saying, if God is so committed to our joy and glory, why is our life so hard?
佢哋话，如果系上帝咁关心我哋嘅喜乐同埋我哋嘅荣耀，咁点解我哋嘅生活咁痛苦咧
？Maybe you've asked that question.
或者我哋都会问同一个问题嘅。
And the answer in the book of Hebrews.Is that life is a journey.
希伯来书的答案就是说呢生命就是一个旅程这样。
Life is a journey from weariness to rest.
这个旅程呢是我们从身心疲累去令到我们得到安息。
And the only way to get home is to fix your eyes on Jesus.
我们最终能够回到家回到我们的家就因为我们的眼是永远都是望着耶稣基督。
You don't get home in sprints.
我哋唔会好快好快咁就翻到屋企嘅。
It's a sustained long way home。
呢段嘅时间需要好长嘅时间。
And there's two great themes that come through in the book of Hebrews。
喺希伯来书咧有两个好重要嘅主题。
The word that comes to us by the Son of God, and the work that's done for us by the Son of God。
呢两个主题咧就系耶稣基督。就是那个道同埋呢耶稣基督佢做咗啲咩嘢。
And I want to show you both those things, and then thirdly, I want to see how do we experience that finality? How do we experience that transforming power ourselves?
我今日想同大家讲就係呢两个主题同埋呢我哋点样可以感受到呢一个令到我哋改变嘅呢个能力。
See, firstly then, the word that's come to us,Verses 1-4.
首先就是耶稣基督就是那个道就是在第一章一至四节。
It says, In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
第一节那里说呢上帝记载古时藉着众先知多次多方地晓谕列祖。
But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe.
就在这世末世，藉着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的。他曾藉着他创造世界。
The Son is the radiance of God's glory, and the exact representation of his being.Sustaining all things by his powerful word. And after he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
他是上帝荣耀所发的光辉，是上帝本体的真像，常用他权能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在天上至大者的右边。
So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs.
他比天使的名更加尊贵，亦都远超过天使。
And so we learn here that God has spoken his final word in Jesus Christ.
所以我们从这里知道呢，上帝是透过耶稣基督将他最后的真理是告诉我们听。
See why?
为什么呢？
Not just to give us information, but to tell us who he is.
上帝不是告诉我们听一些的信息，而告诉我们听耶稣就是这个信息。
He's God's final word and he wants a relationship.
耶稣就是神的最后真理，也都希望和我们有建立一种密切的关系。
And when it comes to relationships, there's no intimacy unless there is finality.
关于这个关系这件事呢，如果我们不是有个最后最终的，我们就不会感觉到是很亲密的。
I'll give you an example. My friend Samuel here.
想同大家举一个例，陈耀宗弟兄做一个例子。
And we're friends and we have yum cha and we talk together.
牧师成日都同陈耀宗弟兄咧就系饮茶啊，讲下佢哋嘅小朋友啊，佢哋嘅屋企人啊咁样。
But if I find out that Samuel is a concert pianist.
但如果我知道陈弟兄佢系咧一个弹呢个钢琴嘅人嘅时候咧
，I'll be scratching my head。
咁我就有啲唔知点啦。
I never heard him play the piano。
因为我冇听佢弹过琴喎。
Do I really know him？
我系咪真系认识佢咧
？To have a close friendship, to have a relationship, we need to know all about someone。
如果我哋要同一个人有亲密嘅关系咧，我哋要完完全全嘅认识佢嘅。
We need the final word。
我哋要系知道佢所有最后嘅嘢嘅。
Jesus is the final word. There's nothing more that God can tell us about Himself.
耶稣就系呢个最后嘅真理啦。
Thank you. See, if you don't trust God's word, if you don't believe the Bible enough to let it challenge and correct your thinking, how can you ever have a personal relationship with God?
如果我哋唔明白呢一点，如果我哋唔明白让神佢嘅话语去挑战我哋，我哋点可以同神咧有一个最亲密嘅关系咧
？So, because in any truly personal relationship, the other person has to be able to contradict you.
在人与人的关系里面，如果大家都是感觉到很亲密的时候，这个人是他要能够是去驳斥你的，跟你是有不同的见解的。
That could be a friend.
这样才是朋友来的。
It could be my wife.
这个可能是我的太太。
And you learn that in marriage, right?
这点呢，我们可以在结婚的生活里面我们感受到。
But have you ever seen the movie The Stepford Wives?
不知道大家有没有看过一套戏呢？这套戏呢就七八十年代呢是。
Do you know this movie?
有没有看过这套戏啊，叫做呢
?Old movie and it was remade a few years ago.
这个叫做呢我找
回。Nicole Kidman, yeah.
叫做超完美娇妻。
Nicole Kidman, yeah.
是尼哥杰曼都有做过。
That's okay. I'll tell you what happened. In this movie, the husbands decided to have their wives turned into robots.
如果你未睇过唔紧要，我话俾你听，呢套戏里边咧，啲丈夫咧就想佢哋嘅太太全部变成咧机械人咁样。
They never cross the will of their husbands anymore。
当佢哋机械人嘅时候咧，佢哋就唔会咧顶撞佢哋丈夫啦。
A Stepford wife was compliant and beautiful。
系一个好听话、好美丽嘅太太。
But no one could describe such a marriage as intimate or personal。
但系咁样嘅婚姻生活是不是真的很亲密和很切身的呢？
It's not a real relationship.
不是真的。
Now, what happens if you eliminate anything from the Bible that offends your sensibility and crosses your will?
如果我哋将圣经里边啲嘢我哋唔同意嘅，我哋全部都系拎走晒佢嘅时候，咁咪点咧？
You pick and choose the bits that you want to believe, and I don't like that bit, I like this bit, I don't like that bit. What happens if you do that?
我哋只系攞翻我哋中意、我哋喜欢嘅圣经嘅时候，咁会点样咧？
How will you ever have a God who will challenge you or contradict you?
咁样嘅时候，神就唔会系挑战我哋啦，唔会系驳斥我哋啦。
You won't.
我哋唔会有咁嘅情况嘅。
You'll have a Stepford God.
咁嘅时候咧，呢、這个神咧就系只不过我哋构想中嘅神。
I hope that translates okay. A God essentially of your own making, and not a God with whom you can have a genuine relationship.
呢个神只系我哋构想中，我哋做出嚟嘅啫。呢个神唔会同我哋有亲密嘅关系。
Only if God can say things to you that outrage you, that make you struggle.Just like any real relationship or marriage.
当神系佢会令到我哋发嬲嘅时候，好似喺我哋嘅婚姻里边嘅时候
，then you'll know you've gotten hold of the real God, not just a God of your imagination.
咁样嘅时候咧，我哋所信嘅个就系一个真嘅神啊，而唔系一个我哋构想中嘅神。
You have a real God, or do you have a Stepford God?
你系咪有一个真嘅神咧，或者只系有一个你构想中嘅神出嚟咧？
You need finality. You need Jesus, the Word of God, the final Word of God. You need to have a real relationship.
我哋需要透过耶稣基督与神有一个真正密切嘅关系。
That's the first thing we see.
呢个系我哋今日要讲嘅第一点。
Jesus is God's final Word. Second thing, the work that's done for us.
第二点我要讲嘅咧就系耶稣基督为我哋所作嘅工。
So this is Jesus' final work, verse 3.
第三节。
The Son, Jesus, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. And after He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven.
希伯来书第一章第三节的开始是这样讲的，他是上帝荣耀所发的光辉，是上帝本体的真像，常用他权能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在天高天至大者的右边。
So Jesus is the radiance of God's glory.
耶稣基督是反映了上帝的光辉。
It's like when Moses leads the people out of Egypt.
好似咧系摩西带领以色列人出埃及咁样样。
Do you remember they were guided by the fiery cloud and the pillar？
你记得咧旧约讲咧，佢哋系咧受住神嘅呢个嘅火柱咧系带领嘅。
And the fiery cloud and pillar that represents God's glory。
呢个火柱就代表神嘅荣耀。
At night was the fire and by cloud was the day and it led God's people。
夜晚佢哋咧见到呢个火，日头见到云。
And when they came to Mount Sinai, there's smoke everywhere.
当他们去到西乃山的时候，他们见到很多的烟啊。
No one can touch the mountain or they would die.
这个西乃山很神圣的，他们不可以接触它，否则他们就会死了。
When Solomon builds the temple, the cloud comes in and the people fall down and can't get up.
当所罗门王建筑圣殿的时候，那些人都是跪低，他们都不能够站起身。
It represents God in a form that it expresses His brilliance, His beauty, His importance, His majesty.
因为他们经验到上帝是很光荣的、很美的、同埋很重要的。
And now Jesus is the ultimate way in which God appears.
耶稣基督就是神最后怎样显示给我们的。
The exact representation.
一个完完全全的代表了上帝。
It comes from the word, it's like a coin. Coins from the same mint. You know, on a coin, there's a head with a representation of the queen. You have a coin in your pocket? It's like a coin. And Jesus is coined from the same mint. He's an exact representation, exactly like God.
耶稣基督就是好像一个倒模那样将上帝的形象完完全全的表现了出来。
So like cast from the same die. And this sun, you can't even gaze. When you go outside and you look up, you can't even look into the sun. How on earth are you going to gaze into the blazing glory of God?
當我們出去的時候,我們都不可以,雙眼都不可以直接望著太陽,我們怎可以呢,是雙眼直接望著神呢?
And yet we are told here that Jesus is God's final work, the word, the exact representation of his being and glory in a way which you and I can now relate to.
希伯來書就是說,耶穌基督就是完全的代表了上帝的榮耀和他的光輝。
And we do that because of the work of Jesus.
See,
verse 3. After he provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. Jesus purifies you from all sin. That was his final work.
耶稣基督洗净我们的罪,
it changes you into the person that God made you to be.
它改变我们呢,
pure.
是洁净的.
And that's why Jesus can bring the final word, because he's done the final work for us when he dies for us once and for all time.
因为耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，佢将神嘅最后呢个信息、最重要嘅信息都显示俾我哋。The
final word of God is in Christ. The final work of God is in Christ. Come together for us.
神最重要嘅作为、最重要嘅信息，透过耶稣基督系显示咗俾我哋睇啦。So,
application for us, personal implications.
當我們這樣了解的時候,其實有什麼作用呢?
The context here is very important.
當時的環境是很重要的。
This is written to a pluralistic urban society, just like Sydney or Seattle.
希伯來書當時所說的環境是一個多元化的城市, 就好像Sydney或者西雅圖那樣。
To say that Jesus is unique, that he is the final word of God, that he is superior, that he's better than anyone else, which is what Hebrews says, is a direct challenge to our society.
如果我們說耶穌基督是獨一的,是超越的,在當時來說,其實對於當時的人是一種很大的挑戰。
And the writer of Hebrews to us is saying, don't back away from that.
希伯來書作者就告訴我們,這一點是很重要的,你不要放棄。
Either Jesus is way above anyone else, or he's no one.
我们一般一系就相信耶稣基督系嗰个全能嘅，系一个好超越嘅，否则佢就乜嘢都唔系。Hebrews
is all about that. Jesus is better than angels. He's better than Moses. He's better than Joshua. He's better than any high priest you can come up with. Jesus is superior in every way.
耶稣基督系超越咗摩西，超越咗圣经，超越咗。 約書啊,超越到所有,
it's on every page of Scripture.
這點是在聖經每一頁都有講的。
The fire has become flesh.
火變成了真實的肉體。
And Christianity means that, or it means nothing.
基督教對於我們來說,要是就唯一的,要是就什麼都不是。
And most people can't cope with that.
很多人都不可以接受這一點。If
it's true, you have to fall down at his feet.
如果基督教是真的时候,我们就要跪在神的面前。
Every particular of your life comes to him.
我们生命的全部都要来到耶稣基督上帝的面前。
To be in the middle is to be in shallow nothingness.
是没有中间的路的。
Is Jesus the person that you kind of invite into your life to help you out when you just need a bit of help?
如果耶稣基督只不过是我们有问题的时候,你请他进来我们生命里面帮帮手呢?
No, he's bigger than that. Jesus forces you to be extreme.
耶稣基督不是这样的,耶稣基督要我们是要很极端的去接纳他的。
Extremely loving, extremely humble, extremely committed to him.
要极端嘅爱佢，极端嘅喺佢面前咧系谦卑，同埋咧系投身于耶稣基督。
That's a personal application. What about globally? We think globally.
讲完咗，对于我哋个人嚟讲，有啲咩关系？我哋讲下，对于整体上嚟讲，有咩关系咧？
See, the only way people say this, you know, the only way, you know, all religions are equal. You know, some people say that all religions are the same, basically.
有啲人讲咧，系所有宗教都系差唔多一样嘅啫。
The only way all religions can be equal is if there is no God, or if there is a God who doesn't hold people accountable for what they believe.
当我哋咁讲嘅时候咧，唯一可以谂到就系话咧，其实咁就等于咧冇上帝啦，冇神啦，或者话咧呢个神都唔系好关心我哋咧系点样做嘅啫咁。
And that God is different to the God of all religions.
呢一个神咧系同所有嘅神咧，所有宗教嘅神系唔同嘅。
So if people say and lots of people do that religions need to stop making exclusive claims, they're actually making their view of religion superior.
有啲人讲话咧，宗教咧唔应该对人咧有一个绝对嘅要求。当我哋咁讲嘅时候咧，呢啲人其实系将佢哋自己嘅观点咧放咗喺宗教嘅上边。
See, how do we find peace in our world? How do different religions, how can we relate together?
我哋同其他信宗教嘅人、其他信仰嘅人，我哋点样去同佢哋接触咧？
Again, the key is Jesus, because Christianity enables you to love people who are different to you.
耶稣基督就系个关键，因为耶稣透过耶稣基督，我哋可以同其他信仰嘅人咧有关系。
To not just tolerate them, but to love them.
唔系去容忍佢哋，而系去爱佢哋。
Huge difference.
呢个系一个好大嘅分别嚟嘅。
Alright, third point, final point. How do we get this in our lives? How do we experience finality? How do we experience this transforming glory in our lives?
第三点亦都系最后一点咧，就是、我哋喺生命里边，我哋要点样感受到呢一个改变咧
？Have a look at chapter 2, verse 1.
请大家咧去睇下咧希伯来书第二章第一节。
We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away.
所以我哋当越发郑重所听见嘅道理，恐怕我哋随流失去。
We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard. What have we heard? We've heard the message of the gospel.
我哋咧要好郑重咁咧去记得我哋所听到嘅。我哋所听到嘅系咩咧？就系、是、我哋听到系福音。
The disciples preached it and we heard it.
基督嘅门徒将福音话俾我哋听。
And he says, pay more careful attention.
叫我哋咧系要好郑重嘅去留意呢个福音嘅信息。
Literally get obsessed, be obsessed with this.
我哋甚至咧系要全程投入呢个福音里边。
I mean,Becoming a Christian is just the beginning.
作为基督徒咧，只不过系一个开始嚟啫。
You don't move on from the gospel.
我哋仲要咧系从嗰度一路路咁开始嘅。
In fact, you're going to drift unless you obsess on the gospel.
如果我哋对福音唔系好全程投入咧，咁我哋咧就会系漫无目的咁样咧系飘来飘去啊。
You have to work it in deep and hear it again and again and again and read your Bible day by day.
我哋要深入咁了解福音，每日都去睇圣经，去对圣经有深入嘅了解。
Look, it says in verse 2, if the message spoken by angels was binding and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation?
第二节呢度讲咧，那藉着天使所传嘅话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。
If neglecting the Ten Commandments, the law which had come through the angels, had such bad consequences, how much more if we ignore the gospel?
如果话我哋系唔遵守摩西嘅律法，都有咁大嘅惩罚嘅时候。咁如果我哋唔接受福音，我哋嘅惩罚就会更加大啦。
Jesus isn't just another prophet. He's not just another angel. He is the final word of God. So, have you been neglecting the Word of God?
耶稣基督不是另外一个的先知，不是另外一个天使，佢系神最后嘅话语。咁你放弃咗佢嘅道，咁会点样咧？
You want to experience this, you can't just sweep bits under the carpet.
我哋要经验耶稣基督嘅福音，我哋唔可以将佢咧系好似一啲垃圾咁咧扫咗入去地毡底下嗰度。
Are there areas in your life where you might have begun to drift?
会唔会我哋生命里边都有啲嘢咧？我哋系咁漫无目的咁飘来飘去嘅咧？
See, if Jesus is the final word, God Himself, you are saved by grace.
如果耶稣基督就系最后嘅真理，这个真理就话咧，我哋透过上帝嘅恩典，我哋得救嘅话。
But what He did on the cross, it has to melt your heart.
耶稣基督喺十字架上面所做嘅系会令到我哋嘅心系软化嘅。
We are sinners and He is a great Savior.
我哋系罪人，耶稣基督系救赎主。
The only way for the Holy God to relate to us was through the cross.
神系透过，只有透过十字架系同我哋重新建立咗关系。
He took what we deserve so we can have a relationship.
佢系将我哋所应得嘅惩罚拎走咗，使到我哋同神有重新嘅关系。
You want to experience that? Obsess. Obsess, be obsessed with the gospel.
我希望大家都能够对福音能够全程的投入。
Pay close attention to God's grace in your life.
要留意耶稣基督福音怎样在我们的生命里面彰显。
And as you do, it melts you, it changes you. You begin to see the glory of God in the face of Jesus, and it makes you the person that you can be through Him.
当我们这样做的时候，我们会是在神面前融化，会是成为一个神更加喜悦的人。
And that's what true faith is.
这个就是真正的信仰是怎样的。
We haven't yet obtained salvation. We look forward to it. We look forward to the future.
我们是未曾得救的，我们是向前望，向着这个盼望去望。
Jesus speaks the last word. He's revealed the future. Christ's word is final. There's nothing more.
耶稣基督将这个的将来是显示了给我们。
See, when we see Jesus was made a little lower than the angels, and now crowned with glory and honor, we see that because He suffered death for us, and was raised again so that by the grace of God, He might taste death for everyone.
圣经这里讲，耶稣一时被置于比天使低微的地位，是藉着上帝的恩典为万人死，所以我们可以经过他的痛苦而获得荣耀尊贵的华冠。
Because death, you see, is the problem of our future.
死亡对于我们的将来来说，其实是一个问题来的。
And Jesus is the solution.
耶稣基督就是那个的答案。
A solution that concerns our future.
这个答案是和我们将来很有关系。
And Hebrews 11 verse 1 tells us how we bring the future into the present.
希伯来书十一章十一节是讲及我们怎样将未来带到我们今日这个世代里面。
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see.
这里说的话，信心是什么呢？信心是对所盼望的事有把握，对不能看见的事能够肯定。
You see, faith concerns the future.
信心是和将来有关的。
If I'm a Christian, then because of Jesus, I'm saved for the future.
我们作为基督徒，因为耶稣基督的缘故，我们将来就有盼望。
I have certainty.
我们可以有这个确信。
I've come to the heavenly Jerusalem by faith.
我们可以来到天上的耶路撒冷，是透过信心。
So you and I can face the future because of Him.
你和我都可以因为耶稣基督的缘故去面对我们的将来。
Each day can be lived because the final word of the future has now arrived.
我们都可以 过每一日，因为咧将来呢个盼望已经临到咗。
So in the darkest of dark times, there's hope.
所以咧喺最黑暗嘅时候，我哋都有盼望。
Even in the toughest times, there's one who became a human like us, became a human for us, who will say, "I know what it's like."
虽然喺生命里边最困难嘅时刻，都因为耶稣基督佢曾经系成为人嘅一部分，佢为我哋嘅缘故，佢了解到我哋嘅处境系咩嘢。
Jesus is God's final word, so keep at it.
耶稣就系神嘅最后嘅真理，所以咧你一定咧要系持守佢。
You were made for great things in the world to come.
我哋要等候将要发生嘅嘢。
So hold on to your courage.
我哋要持守我哋嘅勇气。
Hold on to your hope.
持守我哋嘅盼望。
Hold on to God's final word.
持守神的话语
Jesus
就是耶稣基督
Amen
阿们